Here's how Jenera Clay of Deering feels about her candidate.
Bernie all the way, baby. Bring it. Bernie or bust. I don't feel the burn. Yeah!
Clay was one of a few hundred Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton supporters dancing with placards, as much to support their candidates as to stay warm on this cold evening. Hours before Saturday night's debate was set to start, these supporters were penned in by a metal fence and a big floodlight lit up the lawn. Clay was annoyed the Sanders campaign had been blocked out of a crucial voter database as a punishment for the data breach, a move that temporarily hobbled his campaign.
They got punished unnecessarily for doing the right thing and reporting a wrong, and I just feel like that's a way to try to sabotage his campaign even more.
And who is doing the sabotaging?
The DNC all the way. I mean, we know that they support Hillary. It's pretty obvious.
The DNC here is the Democratic National Committee, the National Democratic Party. I heard this unapologetic argument from most of the Sanders supporters I spoke with Saturday. The data breach is irrelevant, and the Democratic establishment is looking to sabotage their candidate. In fact, this is the exact narrative the Sanders campaign has been pushing for the last couple days, and they're even raising money with it. Ray Langlier drove here from Turner, Maine.
From the beginning, I think that the DNC has been trying to stall Bernie's campaign. And it's like they'll do whatever it takes to win.
I'm sorry, it's a great story, but it's a fairy tale.
Risa Levine drove here too, all the way from Manhattan. She's a Clinton supporter. Clinton was her senator. And she says Senator Sanders' response to this whole thing just rubs her the wrong way.
I couldn't be fascinated any more than by somebody who does something wrong and then complains when they get a punishment for that very act. Makes absolutely no sense to me. You violate the laws, you violate the rules of the party that you're a guest in, and then you download information in violation of the rules, and then you reject the punishment that you get. That makes no sense to me.
Hillary! Hillary!
Wherever the truth lies, this data breach and the subsequent responses mark a dramatic change in tone in a Democratic primary that, up to this point, has been rather civil, particularly compared to the Republicans. And it remains to be seen if that tone gets nastier or if both campaigns try to put it behind them. Sean Dempsey of Pembroke has already moved on.
Senator Sanders, he is a man of integrity. However, I am voting for Hillary. I think what you have seen between the three Democratic candidates is a very civil race. They haven't really done anything that would make me think that it's going to turn that way.
A note of political optimism on a cold night in Manchester, 51 days before New Hampshire voters head to the polls. For NHPR, I'm Jack Rotolico.
You stand with Labor, man!